I mean, if there's a listener-supported radio station, it means that people can get
daily, every day, a different way of looking at the world. Not just what the corporate media want you to see, but a different picture, different understanding, but a different picture, different understanding. Not only can you hear it, but you can participate in it. You can add your own thoughts, you know, and you can learn something and so on. Well, that's the way, people become human, you know. That's the way you become human participants in a social and political system.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
Just like some woman. Akira.
And you're listening to
CFRC Radio in Kingston, Canada.
You are tuned in right here, right now to CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. This is your Friday morning indie wake-up call. It's me, your host, Jesse Bell. We just heard a 2010 throwback with Joy Slam and Who Do You Want to Be? Prior to that, we had the new release from Kakao called Light It Up. Tremendous track, and if you've never seen Kakao perform live, you've got to fix that. Unbelievable live performer and a top-notch human being. We also had L'Ange with Jupiter. We had Tête with, Picture This. We also heard from Ashy Crowned Sparrow Lakes with Doveland. We had a release from Fontaine called Good Buddy. We heard a release Radar from Kwasi Mangata called 40 Mins. We also had another throwback, albeit a little more recent, 2022's Julia by Lauren Carson. And we kicked off the music block with Mercedes Berea and Leaving. All right, folks, it's time to talk REM. This has been the longest running segment on any program that I've been a part of, but we've been going through the REM discography album by album, picking out a couple of tracks, talking about those songs, talking about the album, kind of where it fits within the band's overall oeuvre, whether it was successful commercially, critically, both, or in the case of today's release, neither. We are heading to the end of 2004, October 2004, with Around the Sun. Now, last week we discussed May 2001's Reveal, very summer, fun, kind of upbeat album. And now we are flashing forward over 3 years, which is one of the longest gaps between albums in the band's history. And yeah, a lot has changed for the band, but a lot has changed in the world in general. The halcyon days of May 2001 are long gone, as the United States is living in the cultural shadow of 9/11, and also now the increasingly unpopular Iraq War. And REM, man, 3 years between releases is an eternity for this band. Usually the longest you would get was two, and even then it was closer to 18 months. And what this makes me think of is another band that had a great deal of commercial and critical success, albeit with a much more rapid release schedule, but this reminds me of CCR and the final days of their band. Between their raucous rise to fame in the late 1960s and then their final release in 1972, the three-year span from 1969 to 1972 was the longest period of time without a Creedence Clearwater Revival album, single, anything being released. And that was hinting at kind of a deeper turmoil in the band. And as a result, the album that was released after 3 years of, you know, tumultuous cohabitation and co-working was Mardi Gras, which actually is a bad album. I will argue that Around the Sun, which we're going to talk about, is not necessarily a bad album. It's just not a very good album. But Mardi Gras was actively a disaster that killed CCR. The band never recovered. REM don't quite have that, like, Mardi Gras, you know, Napoleon at Waterloo moment here, but it comes pretty close to killing the band, and I think certainly marked the unquestioned end of REM as, you know, a major figure in American music. You could say that, realistically, everything after 1998 was a pretty clear pattern, downward trend for the band, but they were still getting pretty decent critical reviews and doing well sales-wise. Around the Sun represents kind of that nadir for the band where it struggled to sell and it was not well received. Sonically, it's a continuation of what the band has been doing since 1998's Up, with those kind of electronic-inspired and influenced tracks, but kind of like Up, it's not really a full commitment to it. About half the songs in this album have, yeah, those electronic flourishes. And save one of those songs, they are probably the weakest parts of Around the Sun. Some of the more traditional REM ballads, yeah, those tend to be the higher points of this album. One of those ballads, and really the only song from the album that's had any kind of fond remembrance from the fans and any kind of even remotely positive reception from critics, was the lead single and opening track called Leaving New York, which I think is a really beautiful Beach Boys inspired ballad. And it's probably the only song on the album that isn't overwritten, if that makes sense. It's not overly wordy, it's not too much to take in. It's just a pretty sweet and sincere ballad about the choice between leaving or being left behind. And unlike a lot of songs of this nature, it's not about being left behind. It is about somebody realizing that this relationship, this partnership is not working, and leaving themselves. So it's a beautiful track. It is also something that is tinged partially in the post 9/11 era, because it's called Leaving New York. I'm not huge into the political connotations on this song. I don't think it's super charged or loaded, but yeah, there were people that were like, oh, okay, this is also kind of the band's tribute to New York City itself, where Michael Stipe had spent a ton of time, especially throughout the late 90s and early 2000s. But to me, it is your classic kind of heartbreak ballad. The other track we're going to play is called The Final Straw, and it is explicitly about the Iraq War. More specifically, Michael Stipe and Co.'s reaction to the United States' long ramp run-up to invading Iraq for, once again, no actual reason. The War on Terror prior to March of 2003 was focusing specifically on Afghanistan, but now they'd made it clear, well, we gotta go into Iraq for WMDs or oil or to destabilize. Really take your pick. There's basically anything other than what the United States said about the WMDs is a pretty accurate reading of why they did this. 5 days later, REM releases this track free to download online, and there's aspects of this track I really like. I actually like the instrumentation. I like how stripped down and raw it feels. The issue is, I think the lyrics are either too clever or too vague, too poetic, take your pick, to really kind of resonate. There was popular anger and distrust against the Bush government, especially at this time. And by the time October 2004 rolled around, I mean, this is prime time for political music, but I think Stipe really just takes the wrong end of the stick here. And I think the liberal mindset at the time, the popular liberal mindset was on display here, where it's like, we're angry, but we're angry that you lied, and we're gonna forgive you, but only if you're honest about why you lied. And as we've seen now with the failed blunder into Iran, not punishing the people responsible for the Iraq War had pretty dire consequences on the rest of the world in the years that followed. So I don't think offering forgiveness is the right approach to take here. I think a more potent track would have been like, well, yeah, we're going to send you to jail and you can rot there for the rest of your life. That's really what should have happened to like every single politician and journalist who pushed the Iraq War lie, who pushed the Iran lie, who pushed the various lies about Gaza. This really could have all been prevented if, you know, there was enough, let's say, liberal temerity and gall to actually, you know, punish the people responsible for this. So, Michael Stipe, I hold you personally responsible for not being more firm in your condemnations of the Bush government. It wouldn't have made a difference. Nobody cared about REM at this point other than me. But I just think it's very telling that one of the most kind of public-facing liberal political celebrities at this time, this was the mindset he had, where it's like, once again, I'll forgive you, but only if you're honest with me. George Bush is not a misbehaving child. He is an evil, evil person. Well, Dick Cheney, but George Bush too.
It's quiet now, and what is tried to take. But loneliness, it wears me out. It lies in wait. And on our lost, still in my eyes, a shadow of necklace across your thigh. I might have lived my life in a dream, but I swear this is real. Memory fuses and shatters like glass. We carry our future, forget the past. But you, it's what I feel. You might have laughed if I told you.
came from Thunder Bay, came from far away, on the river where I stayed. On the flight down, was struck by all the sounds, rang in my head like a ghost town. You must be dying to know. Why have I changed so? The woods can heal you. The starlight reach you. We are bound here. We are bound by fear. We are not yet in the clear. Even on the hardest day, something gave away, left my mind on the trail behind. I've been preoccupied. I had things to hide. What's the point of this if we can't capture bliss? From my cabin door, never saw the forest floor. Neath the snowy blanket it wore, you got my letter right. Wrote it by candlelight in the stillness of every night. Why have I changed so? I was learning to let go. Speak to you. I gave up everything, left on a raven wing, stayed in the woods until the spring. I watched the river flow, I watched the wind blow, emptied my mind, what I thought I know. Preoccupied. I had things to hide. Let the wind move through you, and the birds speak to you. What do you know now? What do you know now? What do you know? What do you know now? What do you know now? What do you know now? What do you know? Thank you.
like a pile of leaves, and I'm gonna find some better wheels. 4 or 5 meters, run around the bend. When the government agents surround me again, I'm dying young, won't change my mind. And baby, 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 round. Out of control, but you're playing a role. Do you think you can go to the 18th hole? Or will you flip-flop the day of the championship? Try to go. But you got the look of a Kennedy, so grab the wheel, keep holding the tide till it's hotter than nothing at that cool night. And if dying you won't change your mind, then baby, 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 right on time. Baby, 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 right on. Baby, 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 right on. Baby, 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 right on time.
Saturday, August 23rd, Gales Game Day returns to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yes! I love football!
Tune in at 2:45 p.m. for the Grad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled 3 p.m. kickoff for the 100th game between your Queens Gales and the hated Western Mustangs.
This is electric. This is unprecedented. This is Queens football on CFRC.
Different. Monday.
Yeah.
When traffic's a nightmare. When the workplace is hectic. When your boss calls you in for a meeting. When nature isn't on your side. There's only one thing you can do.
But no need to wake up the neighbors. Tune in every Monday night from 11 p.m. to midnight for Shed Progressions, where we play an hour of cool jazz to help you relax after a long day. Again, that's Shed Progressions every Monday night at 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
We're not afraid to get a little funky.
Don't need no oil when you fry bacon, cause what? Bacon has its own oil!
Oh yeah, she's talking about making bacon with me, DJ Over Easy, Saturday mornings from 8 till 10.
You produce your own oil and allow others to taste and see that CFRC is good.
Moving fast, but to take it slow. Oh no, I think I'm running out of time again. You got a 9 to 5, and you're complaining all the time. Oh no, I think you're feeling low. Softly
are back one final time for your Friday morning indie wake-up call for this, the first day of August 2025. You just heard the Backsteps with Goodbye Youth. Prior to that, we had music from Viet Cong called Throw It Away. We also heard Bike Club with Frustrated Tonight, Delilah, L-U-H, with Mass Sun. We also had that fantastic Evan Jackson track, Diane Young. We heard some music from David Parker called Arrow River Ravenwing. And we kicked it off with our, of course, by this point, traditional REM two-pack of Leaving New York and Final Straw. And folks, we are down to the final few moments of our time together. We've got time for about one more track, and I'm going to play you something to ease you out of the Friday morning indie wake-up call, get you ready for your weekend. This was in my top five for 2024 releases. It is Japanese math rock outfit Toe with Who Knows. And folks, I was going to say Who Knows when I'll see you next, but I have a sinking suspicion it'll be same time, same place, next Friday right here for your Friday morning indie wake-up call. And then in just a few short weeks, you'll be getting me on Saturdays as well as the Queens Gaels kick off their football season on August 23rd against the Western Mustangs. I'll be live for each and every single game, both home and away. So I'm looking forward to that. I hope you'll tune in then. Our football coverage this year brought to you by the Grad Club. All right, that's enough from me. Let's get back to it. This is Toe with Who Knows to close out this Friday morning indie wake up call.
KPP Concerts has a stacked lineup of all-ages concerts happening at the Broom Factory through the summer into early fall. On June 27th, check out Housewife, followed by Friday's Child at the Broom Factory on July 11th. Then on August 10th, enjoy music from hip-hop artist Matt Mac, followed later by The Dirty Nil on September 19th. Then on September 26th, it's Petite Belle Ivoe and neo-grunge icons The Bridge City Sinners coming to town on September 27th. And then Yukon Blonde gets us into the fall spirit on September 28th. All shows are all ages at the Broom Factory and co-presented by CFRC 101.9 FM. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com. Hi, I'm DJ Squared, and you're with me and my cat, Morrissey, the good-looking and pleasant to be around. We are saying it is now 10 o'clock here at CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Coming up next is The Charts.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7.